spread rapidly.
开始做个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你自己的恩典和荣耀。
We thank you for your
的能力。
We thank you for the power of your words.
只有你的话语能够进入我们的人心呐。
Only your words can enter into our heart.
我们如果要对人的心里说话，只能是讲你的话语。
If we want to talk to people just to their heart, we can only speak your words.
因为你的话语连骨髓和意念都能够切得开，能够分得清啊。
And because your words, you can just kind of discern about it just in our minds.
谢谢主，听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer in Jesus Christ's name. We pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
好叫主的道理快快行开。
The message.Of the Lord may spread rapidly.
那你不觉得很奇怪吗？
Don't you think it's very strange?
怎么通常我们说主的道是要被传开嘛，对吧？
Usually we just say the truth
经文当中来看。
Let's come back to today's verse.
啊，刚才读的经文也告诉我们一件事情。
The verse we just read told us one thing.
保罗的团队呢，其实一直在风雨中前行啊。
Actually, Paul's team has been moving forward in troubles.
啊，甚至是在逼迫中成长。
Also, they just grow up. It's under persecution.
啊，当时他们新建的这个帖撒罗尼迦教会呢，教会里面有人不守规矩啊。
At the time, the Thessalonian church, some people they just do not follow the rules.
然后他们离开了帖撒罗尼迦，去到雅典，去到哥林多，出来报道的地方，也有人给他们使坏、设绊、陷害他们呐。
After Thessalonica, they went to Athens, and there's just people they just came and just tried to do some damage.
呀，在初世纪的时候，反正你看的整个在爱琴海的沿岸，基本上就是福音。在广传在行出神的道的时候，门徒使徒们所经历的许许多多的事情，对不对？
And that is in the early stage, and just along this the aging coast. So there's just people do the things like that.
一个人只要你去传福音，一定会遇到困难的。
As long as you share the gospel, you will have trouble.
呀，一遇到困难，人就有不同的反应啦。
So when we face the troubles, we have a different way just to react.
有些人停顿，有些人后退，有些人逃跑，有些人可能就正面的回应啊。
Some people just pause there or just said escape. Some people just face it.
呀，保罗的态度就是无论得失不得失，总要救些人，务要传道啊。
So Paul's attitude is no matter what happened, and they just must preach the word of God.
我们看看上帝是怎么将叫保罗团队这一行人在遇见各样困难的时候，叫主的道理快快行开呢？
So let us just take a look how the Paul's team and they just kind of share the gospel, the message just rapidly.
啊，我们先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
祷告开路。
Open the way by prayer.
呀，保罗团队在帖撒罗尼迦教会的服事，其实是遇见了各种各样的困难了。
Actually, Paul's team they encountered various obstacles in serving the church in Thessalonica.
有一些想象不到的拦阻，就不知不觉的进入到生命当中来了。
Some unexpected obstacles just enter into the church.
其中有一件、有一些吧，就令保罗很忧心的一件事情，就是。有一些人呢是钻到教会内部里边来冒名顶替上帝的道理啊。
Among them, the one that worries Paul the most is that someone just got into the church to impose.
所以首先他要抵御这种诱惑呀。
Therefore, first, resist the temptation.
留意今天的经文，保罗说：“我还有话说，对不对
？”In verse, and Paul said, "I have something to say." What did Paul mean?
他所说的就是前面二章一二节。二节那里开始说的话呀。
So Paul is talking about in this previous chapter, in chapter two.
我们可以想象当时保罗所在的帖撒罗尼迦的那个教会的光景啊。
And we just see the situation in the church of Thessalonica.
然后保罗在这一头刚讲完道。
As soon as Paul just finished the preaching,
在那一头呢，教会就有个小角落，就是有人开另外一个小课堂了。
And then, just someone immediately just opened another small
然后
class.
把人拉入伙，好像打了一些非常属灵的借口啊。
And they just pull people together and just have some like a spiritual just slogan.
当时最流行的一些这些教导的这个内容是什么呢？
So what was their teaching?
要说主的日子现在就到了，
So those people say the day of the Lord is now here.
谁不会受到这样的道的吸引，这样的话语的这个吸引呢？对不对？
So who would not be attracted by those kind of a teaching?
要日光之下无心事，圣经这么说的，对吧？
The Bible tells us there's nothing new under the sun.
其实这2000多年来，这破坏教会的人这种伎俩一直没有停过，就是用的这个方法。
So with the past 2,000 years, and there's just people use this kind of trick to trick God's people.
要在主日，牧师刚讲完道。
On Sunday worship, pastor just finished preaching.
当天晚上就有人在群里边邀请了，哎，姐妹啊，弟兄啊，你要不要过来？我们一起来谈谈主的道啊。
But just at the same night, and there's someone just invite like a brothers or sisters form a group said, let's talk about God's truth.
你认为领受神的道是听牧师的呢，听传道的呢，还是听上帝的话语的呢？
And they may say, to receive God's truth, is it just from the pastor or minister preaching? Or let's just look at just the Bible.
这些话听起来是很大的诱惑的，弟兄姐妹啊。
Brothers and sisters, this kind of saying seems like it's great temptation.
但是他忘了一件事情啊。
However, they forget one thing.
讲这样的话的人呢，在钻逻辑的空子。
So people who talk like this, actually, they just kind of just find the trick in
听
这
样话的
logic.
人呢，
And people who listen to this,
就在逻辑上的感觉上有一个缺失。
and they just feel lacking just in this in logic.
从这个命题上来讲，它是没错的，当然应该听圣经的话，听神的话啦。
So from the theme, it seems right. Of course, they have listened to the word of the Bible.
但是我们的前提是上帝把我们带到一间教会来嘛，对不对？
But the premise is God just bring us to one church.
神在把我们带领到这间教会的时候，已经给我们有属灵上的印证，有神的话语，有圣灵的感动，有客观的印证啦。
When God just bring us to a church, we already have the word of the God.
而神又是一个他不会自我否定的神呐。
And God would not deny himself.
他既然是这么带领我们，我们在教会里边领受上帝的道，就是神的心意，对不对？
Since God just then just to the church. And we just said, that's God's will for us to just listen to preaching in the church.
然后他用这种模棱两可的话语来呢，将人拉到他们的那个小圈子里边，小课堂里边。
However, and those people, they just try to kind of twist the meaning and just bring the people to their small group.
然后某些宗派也包括全能神，包括东方闪电这么一群人，比较多的使用这种方法。
So some of the heresies are like Eastern Lightning, and they just do things like that.
请大家留意啦。
Please pay attention.
请大家小心啦。
Please be watchful.
要国际网络联合教会嘛。
International Online United Church.
在网上的许多漏洞，大家要小心啦。
You just need to be very careful about those breach.
如果有一个异性单独的要求你就是加他的话，要警醒祷告了。
Even as another the person another different gender and just invite you.
那可能大家也没事，觉得是弟兄姐妹互相加，好像也没事，其实有破口。
Maybe you think it's not no big deal. However, actually, there is just like there's a loophole.
要教会的原则。在群里边相互加的时候呢，我们的原则尽量是三人行必有我师的原则，对不对？
So in our church, the principle is the three people just form a group, and for sure there's like a teacher among that.
要尽量避免呢，就是一男一女在同一个聊天室里边有过多的接触。
Also, just avoid.Just for a male and a female, only just two of them, just like in this one group.
如果你加了，就在群里边说某某弟兄、某某姐妹，我加了你。
If you add this person like another gender, and you need to share in a group, say, brother or sister, I add you.
不是一个绝对的律法主义，乃是一个属灵的原则，供大家参考。 好不好？
It's a spiritual principle. It's not for the legalism.
大家留意，凡是这种黑暗的势力来到的时候，也不难识别，也是容易知道的。So
actually, whenever this kind of the darkness just came into the light and was easy to discern.
通常你可以问他，哎，我们所谈的话，我们放在教会群里边，大家公开让大家看，可不可以啊？他如果说 yes， 通常没问题。那如果说 no， 通常他比较喜欢行在黑暗中了。
You can ask this person. So whatever we just chat, and we can just boldly just share under the light with the church. And if not, then there's a problem.
你知道教会赐上帝赐给我们教会是非常有能力的。你要晓得教会在这个末世当中所拥有上帝和圣灵的大能啊。You
just need to know, in the last days, God just gave church authority. We have this almighty power of the Holy Spirit.
当我们凡事肯在教会当中 公开分享的，撒旦不太容易钻空子找破口。
When we're just willing to share under the light in a church, then Satan just cannot find any loophole.
撒旦当然喜欢自分裂、造谣言、讲是非、设陷阱、拉帮派，这撒旦常常做的事情嘛。
And the things that Satan likes to do is just find bridges and control divisions and spread rumors.
你知道为什么撒旦喜欢做这些东西呢？
Do you know why Satan likes to do all these kind of things?
因为这些也是人心里面的诱惑和冲动啊，人也喜欢的。
Because this is also just that the people in this kind of the temptation in people's heart.
你听到撒旦跟当年的夏娃怎么说？
So do you remember how Satan he told Eve?
他只是一句话呀。
He only said one sentence.
神岂是真说
？Did God ever say this？
夏娃马上就中招了。Then
quickly, Eve just fall into the trap.
今天在教会也是一样的。
Today is the same in our church.
这些诱惑不处理，主的道怎么可能快快行开呢
？If this temptation are not dealt with, how can the message of the Lord be spread quickly？
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
道是行开的，不是单单靠你嘴巴传开的，传不开的，你不行道是传不了道的。
God's words is for us to live out, not just spread just by our mouth.
好，其次是显露出来。
Secondly, it shows up.
我盼望大家明白一个道理啊。
I hope that everyone will understand the truth.
就是上帝做事的方式跟人不一样的。
That is, God's way of doing things is not based on the human flesh.
Yeah, 人喜欢凭自己的血气啊。And
we like just do things like to just go by our flesh.
那神却是凭他的旨意啊。However,
God does things. He does things just based on His will.
他是按他的时间和方式将各样的事情显明出来。Also,
God does things according to His name, His way to reveal all kinds of things.
如果有一件事很勉强的去做，通常不是出于神的。
If something that you do, but it just kind of force yourself to do, then it's not from God.
上帝会把这件事情显明在人的面前，让人知道这是出于神的。
God will just reveal to us, let us know it is from Him.
呀，显明是什么意思呢
？So what does that mean, just to reveal?
呀，圣经的原文就是 apokalupto.
So in the original text is apokalupto.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是 revelation， 就是启示的意思啊。
That means revelation.
启示什么意思啊
？What does revelation mean?
就是好像有一个盖子把它打开，让人看得见呢。
That means to open the lid.
上帝不打开盖子，你看不见真相的。
If God does not open the lid, you cannot see the truth.
如果说是没有上帝把盖子打开的话呢
？If God does not open the lid,
我们许多事情都不知道的。
Then there's a lot of things we just don't know.
呀，打开真相，我们就有可能追随真理，效法基督，活出真实的生命啊。Therefore,
when God revealed the truth, then we can just follow the truth and to imitate Christ and live a true life.
这种将事情、将人、将神的旨意显明在圣经当中是，呀，数不胜数了。
The Bible, God revealed His truth; it is countless.
呀，保罗就是在大马色的路上。 的大光中将它显明出来的嘛。
So Paul was the man who was revealed by the great light of God on the road to Damascus.
然后又在十五章的耶路撒冷大会上将它显明出来，是上帝所差派做外邦人使徒的人呐。
And then in chapter 15, in just at the Jerusalem conference, and just revealed he is the one chosen to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
其实那个大会显明的还不主要不是保罗，是彼得呀。
Actually, in that conference, actually the one revealed most is Peter, not Paul.
呀，彼得是被主带领3年多的使徒啊，门徒啊，对不对？
Peter was personally led by the Lord for more than 3 years.
呀，这个人有软弱，有跌倒，但是蒙上帝的重用、看重，让他做教会的磐石啊。
Peter, he has his own weakness, but he was chosen by God just to be this corner, the foundation for the church.
所以在福音书当中是将彼得显明出来作为一个大师兄的。
Therefore, in the book of Gospel, just reveal Peter as the greatest, the brother.
当然，软弱也被上帝显明三次不认主嘛。
Of course, the Bible also just reveal he has the weakness.
那神的挽回也是在海边将他显明出来，问他3次：“你爱我比这世上的一切都更多吗？”
Also, God just revealed that he 3 times asked Peter if you do you love me.
所以很明显，上帝在初代教会的时候。将教会的权柄，特别是耶路撒冷教会的权柄，交在了彼得的手上。
So therefore, God just shows that the authority of the early church was placed on Peter's shoulder.
呀，但是你会发现在耶路撒冷大会的时候，已经不是彼得，是雅各啦。
But you see, just after the Jerusalem conference, actually the responsibility just fall on from James.
是耶稣的弟弟雅各。
Jacob, James, that's the Jesus brother.
呀。那大家可能会问，哎，不是比权柄交给彼得，怎么跑到雅各身上了呢
？You may ask, how come it's not Peter and the this authority falls on James?
是不是彼得出了什么问题呢
？Is Peter got some? Does he got some problem?
要被教会执行纪律委员会所管教啦、降级啦，会不会啊
？Was he just angry and he was disciplined?
呀，如果你这么想呢，你就用人本主义的东西来想神本主义了。
If you think that way, actually, you use just the main center to think about God.
要谁告诉你教会的权柄是你一做就做到永远的，不存在这个可能性
？So who told you? And the authority of the church is that when you just serve in one position, you just serve forever.
任何人在教会里服侍的第一天，就要想着有另外一个人替代自己的位置。这才是圣经的权柄观呐。
So anyone who serve in the church, and there's one day that you may just be replaced by others, and that is the view of the church.
只是今天在教会，在许多教会的权力处理问题上，往往都不太明白这个道理了。
However, nowadays in the church about this authority, it's just not quite clear.
难道在后面的雅各不能替代在前面的彼得吗
？So why the James behind Peter? Cannot just replace him, just to serve.
圣经没有记载，但是我猜是彼得自己主动的 step down， 自己走下这个位置，扶持在后面的雅各走上耶路撒冷教会的主要的领袖的位置上。
I'm just guessing, maybe it's just Peter just by himself. He's willing to step down and just let James to come to serve.
然后他自己主动去担当向外邦人传福音的使命。
And then Peter just actively carry this responsibility, share the gospel to the Gentiles.
我们从圣经对外邦人使徒记载的笔墨来看，我们发现彼得生命的谦卑了。
And also we can see in the Bible this recorded about the sharing gospel and to the.
因为我们今天一讲起外邦人使徒，大家都会讲保罗，而不会讲彼得的。
Because the Gentile apostle, we just think about Paul, but not Peter.
很多人都想做保罗，哇，很威风啊，很多出面的镜头啊，对不对
？And many people just want to be like Paul because it just kind of like it's shining on the stage.
但是我今天要特别的强调，彼得才是我们效法的榜样。
However, I want to emphasize this. Actually, Peter is the one that we should imitate.
因为他越来越被人看得不那么重要。
Because he was just kind of overlooked more and more by people.
你知道吗，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
？So, brother and sister, do you know?
这才是教会服事的奥秘啊。
This is the mystery and to serve in a church.
如果你觉得你在一个教会里边当牧师、当团契的负责人、当查经班的老师，做任何的岗位，你觉得好像自己可以千秋万代的一直做下去，那亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你想多了。
If you think you serve in a church is like a so-called like a maybe a pastor.Or like a group leader and a fellowship leader, you think you can just keep on going, just keep your position. Well, you think too much.
Yeah, 有一些牧师也常常会夸口，哎呀，我在这个教会一坐就是50年了。
Some pastor may say, "Oh, I served in a church for 50 years.
好像很忠心。
Seems like he's very loyal, faithful.
有一天你一离开，你一去世，教会就天下大乱呐。
One day you leave the church, if you pass away, and the church will be in chaos.
为什么？
Why?
因为你太重要了。
Because you're too important.
平常你的声音在教会里面太大了。
Just usually your voice is just very loud in church.
你太不可取代了。
You're just irreplaceable.
这个也是我的挑战呐。
This is also my challenge.
我也希望我的同工，我的弟兄姐妹，快快的长大，取代我，替代我，赶走我，加个引号赶走我，爱心的赶走我，那我就欢喜快乐了。
I'm also just hoping that my just a church brother sister just kind of a, just go beyond me and just one day and just I just can send me away.
Yeah, 神国的事业是永远做不完的。
So the kingdom's ministry is just a lot of work. It's just unending.
而你所今天所居的这个岗位，呀，并不是非你不可的。
And the position you're at today.It's not just for you forever.
我们服事的原则永远是非基督不可，而不是非你不可。
So the principle of our serving is we only have to have Christ, not you.
所以这个道理不能单单嘴巴说出来，要切实活出来。
So with this truth, we just need to live out of it.
所以鼓励每一个牧者、每一个传道人服事的岗位，优先次序第一点就是做门徒训练，好让其他人可以替代你。
Therefore.For the pastor or minister, the priority of the discipleship that is for someday the people they can just replace your position.
如果你告诉我说这个教会、这个世界非你不可，没了你就不行，那你可能正在行撒旦之道，不是行基督之道了。
If you say the church just cannot do any, just do without you, then you're just doing the way of the Satan.
呀，自从使徒行传十五章以后呢
？So since that.The Book of Acts, Chapter 15.
Yeah, 教会寻找牧者，寻找属灵的带领，就是遵循传道与祷告为主要的原则了。
So for the church looking for the pastor, and it's the for the two main just principle of preaching and the prayer.
这些人选也是按照传道与祷告这两个原则，是让神的心意显明在教会的面前。
And so the candidate and the main principle just for the look at the preaching and the prayer to reveal God's will.
Yeah, 今年我是63岁了。
So I'll turn 63 this year.
我从前一两年已经开始了。我跟教会的领袖们说了，请你们快快的站起来，也求神带领新的传道人进来，跟我有些交接的时间，快快的把这个班接起来。我可以当副手，可以当顾问，可以在幕后啊。目的是神的国度要往前走啊，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，快起来吧。
So brother and sister, actually a couple of years ago, I just already just mentioned that, and just praying for it that some brother or sister would just stand up.
在门训当中，我也尽我所能倾囊相授，绝不隐藏，巴不得弟兄姐妹超越我呀。
Also, in the discipleship class, I also just teach brother and sister with all I have. And
我们只求神的心意在我们面前显露出来，对不对？
And so we just pray that God's will just be revealed.
好，最后是祷告持守啊。
Finally, pray and persist.
Yeah, 祷告是什么？想过没有？
What is prayer? Have you thought about that?
可能你可以有一百种、一万种答案，会不会啊？
So you can have like a 10,000 answers.
你可能有一百万种解释，有没有？
Maybe you have a million different explanations.
但是如果你不认为祷告就是信徒的生命，那么可能你还不认识什么是祷告啊。
However, if you just don't think that prayer is the life of a believer, then maybe you don't know.Prayer yet.
Yeah, 我们不妨自己问自己啊。
Let's ask ourselves.
请问我们对祷告有兴趣吗？
Are you interested in prayer?
Yeah, 我们相信祷告吗？
Do you believe in prayer?
我们依赖祷告吗？
Do we depend on prayer?
我们可以没有祷告吗？
Can we not pray?
我们是天天祷告吗？
Do we pray every day?
我们是时时祷告吗？
Do we just pray all any time?
我们是凡事都祷告呢？
Do we just pray?For everything.
我们做决定的时候，你有祷告吗
？So do we pray when we make a decision?
我们顺利的时候有没有祷告呢
？Do you pray when it goes well?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道吗
？Dear brothers and sisters, do you know?
教会的事工不是从礼拜天开始的。
The church's ministry does not start from Sunday.
虽然礼拜天是教会弟兄姐妹的第一天
，Even though Sunday is the first the day for this week.
但是教会的祷告，教会的事工却是从周三的祷告会开始的。
However, the church's ministry start from this the church's prayer meeting.
当然，教会的领袖也必须从祷告会中寻找。
Of course, the leaders of the church must be chosen from the prayer meeting.
上帝一定也只会在祷告会当中去寻找他的领袖。
God would only find the leaders in the prayer meeting.
不祷告就应该没有教会的事工。
Without prayer, there will be no church ministry.
同样，不祷告也不会产生教会的领袖。
Similarly, without prayer, and there is no church leaders.
好，讲完教会，讲讲个人吧。
So after we talk about church, now let's talk about individual.
你不是很孤单吗？
Are you lonely?
你很想找一些朋友吗？
Do you want to find some friends?
你要找一些属灵的朋友，对不对？
So do you want to find some spiritual friends?
其实告诉你一个标准，你看着这个人是不是真正的祷告的人。
Let me just tell you this principle. Just take a look. If this person is a person just is a, who pray.
要不是单单在教会祷告会当中的那种祷告，那平常时时刻刻都有祷告。
So, not teaches not just pray in a prayer meeting, also in his daily life, does he pray?
其实你怎么知道他有祷告呢？
How do you know he prays?
你也不可能每天二十四小时跟着他呀。
Of course, you cannot follow him 24/7.
所以通常我们会有一个词叫做灵修嘛。
That's why we have this word, devotion.
灵修是什么？
What is devotion?
简单点，灵修就是把祷告的生命和对主说的话和主对自己说的话做一个记录，就是你的灵修嘛。
Your devotion, and that is just your record of your daily prayer to God.
如果你没有一个稳定的祷告和灵修的生命呢？
If you do not have a stable life of the spiritual prayer,
你所传的道也就走样变味啦。
Then your preaching will be easily just deteriorate.
你要想一想，身边的人还会真正的那么的信任你吗？
Then look at the people around you. Would they just trust you?
Yeah.当然凭人的血气，凭这个化学物质，大家可以彼此相宜，彼此互相吸引，那个不长久的。
Of course, just by the flesh or by the chemistry, you just feel like you can attract each other. However, it doesn't last long.
所以今天在这里给大家一个属灵的指引吧。
So today, I'll just give you this spiritual guidance.
如果你想交一个真正的属灵的朋友呢？
If you want to make a true spiritual friend,
你可以看他的祷告，看他的灵修啊。
You can look at his prayer, his devotion.
祷告、灵修稳定的人，你相对可以比较放心了。
A person who pray and also who just write his devotional journal is more just that maybe you can trust him more.
特别像我们今天国际网络教会的鼓励，是大家把灵修都放，不是放到我们教会面前了。放给全世界看了。
Just like our church, IOUC, we encourage brothers and sisters just share your devotional journal to the world.
所以那些有智慧的人，他会到我们教会来找属灵的朋友的。
So the one and who has wisdom, and they will come to the our church to find a spiritual friend.
一个人跟基督的关系稳定的时候，他跟人的关系不会太大的走样和虚假，知道吗？
When a person's relation with the Lord is more stable, then it will be the same and for him.With the people.
好叫主的道理快快行开。我们来看第二点。
So let's look at the second point.
信心坚固。
Strengthen in faith.
什么是信心坚固呢？
So what is that, does that mean strengthen in faith?
我们知道信心是神人关系的基石啊。
We know faith is the cornerstone of the relationship between God and man.
圣经说人非有信不能得神的喜悦啊。
The Bible says people just cannot just please God unless they have faith.
但是你知道吗？
But do you know this?
我们有一件事情可能是自己忽略的。
There's one thing maybe we neglect.
就是我们的信心往往是建立在顺境的时候。
So, seems like our faith just established in good times.
而顺境当中，顺境时所持守的可能只是一时的自我感觉良好，未必是信心，你知道吗？
But you know that, do you know this? Just what you hold in good times, maybe just a feeling of good self, not necessarily faith.
所以呢，首先是遇见逆境啊。
So first, meet adversity.
有的时候我们会不会陷入一种无奈的光景当中呢？
Sometimes we may fall into a helpless situation.
我觉得我就在历史上当中常常也遇到，不常常，有的时候也会遇到这种光景了。
For me, sometimes I face this kind of situation.
好像一下子出现一大堆麻烦事。
It seems like just a bunch of troubles just come to me.
记得那时候在挪威做生意的时候，做珠宝生意的时候，哎呀，那个麻烦多，赚的钱很多不少，但是一会儿车坏了，这一会儿就是那里被罚款，一会儿房子又漏水了，一会儿哎呀，孩子，反正多了事儿多，一大堆麻烦事就临到你了。
I remember when I was in Norway and had did the business of a jewelry, I just have tons of the trouble just that all of a sudden just can't happen in once.
呀，你会不会遇到这样类似的事情呢？
How about you? Did you ever encounter this?
啊，今天车门坏了，瓦片脱落啦。
Maybe today the corridor was broken and the tile just fell off.
明天天花板漏水了，热水器爆掉
And
了。
maybe tomorrow the ceiling leaked and the water heater exploded.
后天吧，房子被白蚁蛀了，怎么办
And maybe the
呢？
day after the house was just eaten by termites.
其实比这更糟糕的是还会接踵而来
And there's some other things even worse.
呀。你同意这可能是人生遇见的事情吗？
So do you agree those are the things just happen in our life?
我如果说这就是人生，你同意吗？
If I tell you this is life, do
你
you
可能心里面开始有些不舒服喽。
agree? Maybe you don't feel comfortable.
我还有话继续往前讲啊。
And I can just tell you further.
我说这是上帝的恩典，你也同意吗？
And I said, well, this is God's grace. Do you agree?
呀，这不是我说，圣经说要凡事谢恩，你会说什么呢？
Actually, the Bible just says to be thankful in everything. What would you say?
呀，我其实常常听弟兄姐妹说，这有什么好感恩的呢？
I oftentimes I heard brothers sisters say, so what is there to be grateful for?
为什么我遇到这么多的麻烦事，我还要感谢上帝呢
？I have all these troubles. Why I need to thank God?
你想知道吗
？Do you want to know why?
凡事顺利的感恩，神看重。
Be grateful to God for everything that goes well.
但是凡事不顺利时候的感恩。神更加看重啊！
And be grateful for everything that doesn't go well. God values it even more.
看重什么呢？
So what does God just value that?
看重我们的信心嘛。
So that's our faith.
所以当我们遇见逆境的时候呢
？Therefore, when we encounter adversity,
正是我们学习感恩的时候，你知道吗
？That is the time when we just learn to be just thankful.
好，其次是人非都信啊。
Second. Not everyone can trust.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是不要谁你都信啊。
That means not everyone you can trust.
呀，我们有的时候会把信心的对象有一些误解啊。
So we often misunderstand the object of faith.
我们甚至认为有些人是可以绝对信任的，这也是一个很大的一个误解了。
And we sometimes just think that people just can be absolutely trusted.
你问问你自己过往的人生啊。
Just look at your past life.
有些人过去是可以信任的，对吧？你也信任过。
Some people are the ones just whom we can trust in the past.
有些人甚至你称的是朋友。
Those we can just be, they can be just called friends.
哎，转眼间成了恶人了。
And they just become the wicked one.
你有没有这样的经历呢
？Have you experienced that?
我记得我刚来美国的时候就有类似的经历了。
I remember when I first came to the U.S., I have a similar experience.
呀，那个时候余立功牧师常常来达拉斯啊。
At the time, Pastor 余立功 came to Dallas often.
呀，他在世的时候对我很多的教导帮助了。
When he was alive, he gave me a lot of the spiritual guidance.
特别是像我对人际关系处理从小到大都不太灵光，也不太懂得人性、人之常情的这种背景呢，实实在在是不知所措、茫然无知了。
And also, just with my background, I'm just not good at just handling all those interpersonal relations.
那又如何呢
？Then what can I do?
人吃了亏，受了欺负，被鞭打，被击伤，成长嘛。
So we are just being mistreated, and it's just being just a strike. So that's a time to grow up.
呀，我记得于牧师怎么教导我呢
？I still remember how Pastor he taught me.
他说：“你千万不要把全世界所有人都当作一种人呐。”
So he just taught me. He said, "Do not treat everyone in the world as only one kind of people."
但是有些人就像煮了滚烫、煮了很热的那个铺在地上那个沥青啊，因为沥青铺沥青路、柏油路吗？那个沥青，很多人像沥青啊。
So he said, "Some people are just like the boiling asphalt."
他说，假如把沥青铺在你身上会怎么样呢
？And he said, "If the asphalt just sprayed on your body, what's going to happen?
灼伤皮肤还是小事。
If it just burns your skin, it's just maybe just a minor thing.
这个沥青最难搞的就是甩都甩不掉啊。
And the hard part is it's difficult to shake off.
他就想方设法来逼迫你。
And he just tried all the way.
想方设法来控告你。
Try to find all the way to just kind of just pursue.
他奉献一笔钱到教会来啦。
So he just offered a money.
他离开教会的时候，就要求教会把这个钱退回给他呀。
When he left the church, he just asked the church to to return his offering to him.
教会同工说，哎呀，这个是谁敢这么做呀？你奉献给神的钱，我们哪有权柄把奉献了给神的这个钱柜里的钱再拿出来给你个人，那我们自己权谋私啊，不敢做这个事啊。
Then the church co-worker just said, how can we return brother sister offering to the church and then return back to them?
就这位老兄呢，就告诉什么电台啦、广播啦、报纸，要控告我们教会啊。
And then, and this brother just said he would just report to like a so-called like a the newspaper or those the broadcast to sue us.
他就要求教会把他曾经奉献的2100块钱退回给他呀。
So he asked the church to return his offering $2,100 back to him.
那我就跟教会的同工们说了，他可能经济上有困难呐。
So I told the church co-worker said that maybe he has some difficulties in his finance.
那过去是我的好朋友啊。
In the past, he was my good friend.
那今天变成逼迫教会的恶人，我也很抱歉呐。
But I'm sorry today, he just became this, the weak person to persecute the church.
呀，可不可以有些爱心奉献，就再送他家去，把支票送到家去，可不可以呢？
So I asked the church, can we just give him a check as a, like a loving fund?
教会同工看我这么求他们了，那就第一笔奉献了900块钱，第二笔奉献了800块钱，1700块钱就送到他的手上了。
Therefore, the church just gave him two checks. First one, $900.
结果他回头说，没有到2100，心里边还是不舒服啊。
At the end, and he just said,Well, it didn't reach the amount, $2,100, so he still doesn't feel comfortable.
写了很多威胁教会的信啊。
He wrote a lot of letters to threaten church.
呀，那他也是过去教会的属灵的长者嘛。
So, in the past, he's also the church's spiritual the leaders.
我就跟弟兄姐妹讲了，我说我们同工之间守口德，不要传出他这些恶行，给他有悔改的机会啊。
Therefore, I just told the church co-workers, and we don't just...Spread that and just keep that this.
但是这一切他不知道的嘛，对吧？
But these are things and he didn't know.
他不断的逼迫教会，也逼迫我了，包括我在内了。
And he just continuously just persecuted church, also my personal.
那我就很心痛，也很无能无力啊，怎么办呢？
And my heart just ached and I'm just feel like a helpless.
那我就刚好那天于牧师打电话来，我就跟于牧师报告这件事了。
So that and that day and that pastor you call me. So
我怕我是成为讲是非的人呐、啊，我把教会的执事会主席拉到我身边，一起跟老牧师做一个报告。这是教会执事会主席和我一起向你报告，不是在讲那一个人的是非哦。
So when I just call him, I just also just together with our deacon board leader, I told the pastor you guys that I'm not just speaking gossip.
然后于牧师就给了我一个我终身难忘的话。
So Pastor, he just gave me the words, and I just can never forget.
他说，假如你这一生没有碰到这一类沥青式的人物呢，那是上帝赐恩典给你了。
And he said, if you just do not meet this kind of people, just like I asked for, then that's God's grace to you.
如果这一辈子你不需要跟这一种人处理人际关系呢，那是上帝恩待你啊。
If in your life you don't need to handle this kind of personal relation with this kind of people.Then it's God's grace to you.
然后我就跟于牧师讲，于牧师，现在我们就碰到了，怎么办呢？
And I asked Pastor Yu, I said, but we just encountered this kind of people. What can I do?
他说，那是因为你们过去把他当偶像了。
And he said, because in the past, you treat him as an idol.
你们需要的是眼目转回向耶稣基督啊。
You need to turn your eyes to Jesus.
Yeah, 面对这种人，你非祷告，甚至你要禁食祷告。你才会有能力啊。
So to face this kind of person, you just you have to pray and also fast with the fast praying, and then you're able to receive the strength.
我马上想起耶稣登山变相下山的时候对门徒说的话。
I still remember when Jesus went to the mountain and changed his image, and when he went down the mountain, he talked to his the disciples.
这件事过了20年了。
So it's been 20 years since that.
Yeah, 我想整个教会是借着祷告、祈求和感谢，胜过了这件事的威胁。我们用守口德，不说话，仰望神，依靠主，胜过了这一切的逼迫，胜过了这个恶人的攻击啊。
So for this that it's 20 years ago, and we just go by just a prayer, petition, and a thanksgiving to overcome this kind of persecution.
好，最后是唯独信主啊。
So finally, only believe in the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
我盼望大家了解一件事情啊。
I hope you understand this。
信主不是一个抽象的概念。
Believing in the Lord is not an abstract concept，
而是一个实实在在的信靠之旅啊。
But a real journey of trust。
你名利丢了，耶稣基督还是主吗
？So if the fame and the fortune lost， is Jesus still the Lord？
有一天众叛亲离，你还信耶稣基督吗
？Do you still believe in God after all people betrayed？
你生命经历一大堆麻烦的事情，你还爱他吗
？So in your life， if you encounter a lot of troubles， do you still love him？
撒个谎就可以过关，你是否愿意选择坚持说真话呢？
Tell a lie and you can easily just pass a test. Are you willing to choose to insist on
telling the truth? 你说了真话可能会失去利益，你的选择是什么呢
？If you tell the truth, you may lose your interest. What is your choice?
呀，亚伯拉罕献以撒是怎样的信心呢
？Abraham offered Isaac. So what kind of faith was that?
你别以为亚伯拉罕这一生都是刚强壮胆，也有软弱的时候啊。
Don't think Abraham just always just like this, but he also has his weakness.
他对别人说，他的太太是他妹子。不是老婆，怕别人因为老婆漂亮把他杀了，怕呀，害怕，胆怯啊。
So Abraham told people that his wife is his cousin. He just afraid that people may kill him.
但是神保守他呀。
But God just protect him.
我记得我刚进美国关的时候呢。
I remember when I first came to the U.S. at the custom.
呀，移民局的表格就填了你的回答呀。
The immigration has a form you need to fill out.
那其中就有一个问你，你是不是过去参加过共产党啊，参加共产党的军队啊，你就要填这两项啊。
On the form, and there are two questions asking just that, were you just that, did you used to join this communist party?
那我那些亲朋好友告诉我，你千万不要填了，美国最恨共产党的了，填了你肯定进不了关了。
My family and friend just told me just never say yes because this way you are not able to enter the U.S.
我当时就很好奇的面对我的亲朋好友，我说你们不都信耶稣了吗
？So during that time, I just asked them, just don't you also believe in God?
为什么因为这点小事去伤害和得罪这么爱我们的主呢
？So why just hurt our Lord just for this little thing?
进不了美国就进不了美国嘛。
If I cannot enter the U.S., then
美国有什么了不起？难道他是我的偶像吗
？So how great it is for the U.S. and is U.S. my idol?
如果因为我说了实话而进不了美国，那我就甘心乐意的不进美国呗。
If it is because I just tell the truth, I cannot enter into the U.S.
所以我就填了。
I just don't.
我说我曾经入过党，曾经参加过共产党的军队，还打过仗。
So therefore, I just fill out that I used to just join the Communist Party, and I also went to the war.
所以我去办签证的时候，大使从楼上走下来接见我。
Therefore, when I just went to just apply for the visa, and just the officials just came to me.
他说牧师，在这么多人填的表当中，极少有人在这两项说真话，都讲假话。
He just told me that a lot of people they just lied on these two questions.
因为你填的每一个项目都是真话，我特别从上面走下来跟你表达一份对你的尊敬。
He said because you just be honest to answer the question, I just came down and I want to just show my respect to you.
我跟他讲，大使，我哪里配啊？
And I said, "Well, sir, and I just don't deserve that."
我是上帝的孩子，说一句真话，难道不是理所当然的吗
？I'm God's children. I just tell the truth. Isn't that just I'm supposed to do so?
如果曾经因为我入过党，参加过共产党的军队，就不可以进美国，那你大使你就大笔一挥，此人不可以被信任，走开，离开我美国，多好，我没问题。
If it's because I used to just join this third party.And I cannot enter the U.S., then I just obey.
这大使怎么跟我说，你知道吗
？Do you know how this, but the official tells me?
他不是因为你的诚实。
He said, Pastor, because of your honesty.
我要在你的档案上做一个 mark， 做一个记号。
I will just make a mark on your file.
告诉所有移民局的官员，这个人是我们美国欢迎和信任的。
So I will just tell this immigration office and just tell them you are the one we welcome.
我听见当时眼泪我就下来了。
When I heard it, I just have tears.
那我讲清楚，不是感谢美国，不是感谢美国大使，我感谢我的主啊。
So I'm just thank my thanksgiving to God.
我只是因为做了一个信耶稣的人应该做的那么一件小事，上帝给我这么大的尊荣和荣耀，我实在是不配啊。
So I'm just do these little things and just follow God's will and just that.That's it.
大使也是基督徒，他也流眼泪了。他说：“兄弟，弟兄，愿上帝祝福你。”我说：“啊，你也是我们的主内弟兄。”跟他握握手，还有一个 hug。
So this official is actually, he's also a Christian, so we hug each other.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道当你对上帝以诚相待的时候呢？
So when you just, face God, you just, just treat him with your honesty.
你可能想象不到他会给你什么。
You just cannot imagine what God will give to you.
要摩西踏进红海，
Moses stepped into the Red Sea.
水就分开了。
And the waters just split.
但是留意哦，
Pay attention.
他踏进去的时候，他还是海啊。
When he stepped into the Red Sea, it's still the sea, ocean.
但是当这个脚踏到海面、水面上的时候，地就干了。
But when he just stepped his foot on this Red Sea, and then it's become dry land.
你知道是什么带领他进入那个干地吗？
Do you know what just leads him to the dry land?
不是泥泞之路，是干地哦。
It's a dry land. It's not just muddy land.
他的信心啊，弟兄姐妹。
It's his faith, brothers and sisters.
因为他的信心讨了神的喜悦。
Because his faith pleased the Lord.
神的喜悦带着上帝的大能，你知道吗？
And God's just the joy just bring his almighty power.
耶稣水面上行走，为什么？
So Jesus walked on the water. Why?
因为他信靠天父啊。
Because he put his trust in Heavenly Father.
彼得为何走两步就跌倒了呢？
How come Peter just falls after just two steps?
因为他信却是小信啊。
Because he has faith, but it's just very little faith.
跟你我是不是很像呢？
Is that similar like you and me?
呀，你知道吗，亲爱的弟兄姐妹？
So brother and sister, do you know this?
你对主唯独神赐你永生，给你永远啊。
So you only follow with the Lord, and the Lord just grants you just eternity.
你说我能不能够一边信耶稣，一边讲假话呢？
So, maybe you want to ask, can I just on one hand, I believe in God, but on the other hand, I just tell lie?
可能很多人都这样做，很无奈，对不对？很软弱呀。
Maybe a lot of people do this and just feel like a helpless.
但你可能真的要听听耶稣怎么讲了，对吧？
But you need to listen how Jesus say.
他在马太福音六章二十四节有话说。
In Matthew chapter 6 verse 24,
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，爱那个，就是重这个，轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门呐。
Jesus says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and the money.
我们来看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
忍耐遵行。
Follow in patience.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我要在这里跟大家讲一个很重要的属天的道理。
Today, I want to tell you very important that this spiritual
truth. 我们传福音绝对不是做一场秀啊。
So preaching the gospel is not just for it's a show.
但这个理性主义抬头这一两百年的历史当中呢？
So in the 100 and 200 years in the past for the rationalism,
其实整个教会现象都有很多的误会了。
Actually, in the church phenomenon, and there's a big misunderstanding.
好像教会的事工就是开场布道会啊。
Seems like the church ministry, I just have an evangelical.
有人举着手，这执事们都很开心啊，领袖们很快乐，会众们很雀跃的欢呼啊。
If there are people raise hand, receive Christ, and everybody would just rejoice.
但是这些人从前门进来100个人，后门带走了120人，你知道吗？
But in the front door, and they just bring this 100 people. But just the back door, the 120 people left.
大家以为做一场秀，大家好像被圣灵感动，一举手，这些人就实实在在信了耶稣。这可能是个极大的误会哦。
So it seems like just with the show, and other people raise their hands to receive Christ, and it seems like it's just kind of a big misunderstanding.
因为这个缘故，整个普世教会产生很多名讲员呐。
Because of this reason, in the global churches, and they're like a so-called famous speakers.
大家都有一个误会啊。
People have a misunderstanding.
以为开一个布道会。
So people thought just have an evangelical conference.
走一个短宣。
Just go to the shorter mission.
派一个长宣。
Or maybe just have a long-term mission.
好，传福音的任务使命就完成了。
And then the mission to share the gospel is finished.
今天的经文告诉我们说，是快快让主的道理快快的怎么样？不是传开，是行开。
However, and today the verse is telling us to share the words of the Lord. Just we need to just spread out.
请留意，我从来不反对传，乃是说重点不在传，乃是传完之后的行道，知道吗？
So the key point is just that not only just share the gospel, also we need to live out the gospel.
知道什么是传福音吗？
Do you know what is to share the gospel?
传福音其实很简单，就是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力去爱主你的神呐。
To share the gospel, that is to love the Lord with all your heart, strength, mind, and soul.
然后是爱人如己啊。
And love one another.
首先是遵行主命了。
So first, obey the Lord's command.
耶稣怎么解释这个遵行主命呢？
How does Jesus explain this?
他在约翰福音14:23他说了，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
In John 14:23, Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching.
圣经的作者在出埃及记当中创出了一名生摩西五经当中，让我们看见以色列人这40年的旷野路是怎么走的，对吧？
So, in the Pentateuch, and the author just let us see how the Israelites walk in the wilderness.
他们有没有出埃及呢？有啊。
Were they out of the Egypt? Yes, they did.
有没有进西乃山呢？
Did they just went to the Mount Sinai?
有没有走上旷野路呢？
Did they enter into the wilderness?
有。
Yes, they did.
但是他们却常常因为惧怕神而遵行主的道啊。
But they often follow the way of the Lord out of fear of God.
有没有发现他们当时走的痕迹是这样子呢？
Do you see the sign of their journey?
神把他们带出来还怀念埃及的美食啊。
God just took the Israelites out of Egypt. However, they just missed those good food in Egypt.
我们今天有很多人是怀念这个美食那个美食，川菜粤菜，很多美食都在我们心里边有一个虫子在勾我们的这个心思意念，对不对？
So same as us, we just have this kind of awhich is the thing about those that like the good food of different provinces.
你看你的吃的样式，那个胖的那个形象，你就知道你是一个不肯接触圣灵果子，一个失控的人，对不对？
So if you just eat all the good food, it's just out of the self-control, you just can't wait.
我不是说好像对你胖瘦有什么论说，乃是说在圣灵节制这个果子上，我们有亏欠了。
I'm not judging about your figure. I'm just talking about in this fruit of, the fruit of spirit, the self-control.
到了应许之地呢？
So when they arrive in the promised land,
很快也被迦南腓利士人的传统文化以及偶像所俘获、所俘虏啊。
And they were soon captured by the traditional culture and the idols of the Philistines in Canaan.
所以许许多多的叛教、拜偶像、奸淫、世俗化等等，吞吃了上帝子民的生命啊。
Therefore, apostasy, idolatry, and adultery, and the secularization, and have just devoured the lives of God's people.
我们今天教会现象也是如此啊。
Today, the church also has the same situation.
大家喜欢人多呀。
So we just like to go to this the place have more people.
我们中国文化要好面子啊。
Chinese culture, we like to have face.
牧师退休的最好是赚一个荣誉牧师的称号啊。
So when pastor retired, it's the best. He may have the title. It's called emeritus pastor.
这和当年进入应许之地的以色列有什么本质上的差别呢？
So what's the difference in essence? Just compare with the people just when they enter into the promised land.
他们不要耶和华的灵带领啊。
They do not want God's spirit to guide them.
坚持要有自己的王，不要天上的王啊。
And they persist have their own king.
撒母耳怎么劝他们不听啊。
So however, the Samuel just talked.To them, but they don't listen.
神的子民就分裂了南国北国各12代君王啊。
Therefore, God's people they just split to the north and the south, and just the 12 and these kings.
神说你让他去求，这不是你是他们的事。
So God just told Samuel, just let them just ask for that.
所以神就让他被亚述和巴比伦帝国掳去啊。
So God just let the Israelites that being just captured by Assyria and Babylon.
耶路撒冷的圣殿也是可以被毁的呀。
And the holy temple of Jerusalem also can be destroyed.
经过被掳归回。
So they just through just the captures and return.
我们看见以色列仍然陷在律法主义的惧怕中不得释放，对不对？
We see that Israelites they just still just trapped in the fear of legalism and just could not be
耶稣就是在这种背景当中道成肉身住在我们中间，丰丰满满的有恩典有真理，对不对？
So for this reason, Jesus Christ became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and the truth.
我们怎么知道我们是属上帝的人呢？
How do we know we're the one belong to God?
他为我们舍命，如果你是属上帝的，你就知道何为爱了。
So Jesus gave his life for us, and everyone who belongs to him should know what love is.
如果你面对上帝的舍命，你毫无感呐，没感觉，没知觉，你可能真是不属于上帝的。
If we are just indifferent to Jesus, he sacrificed his life for us, and then you are not one.
知道我讲的什么意思吗？
Do you know what I mean?
我们遵行主命的唯一动机就是爱啊。
So The only motivation to obey the Lord's command is love.
我们从初信的时候所领受的教训，能不能够坚持下去呢？
So the teaching that we learn just from the time we first believed, can we just be maintained?
我可以告诉你，如果没有因为你爱主的缘故，这条路你走不下去的，真的走不下去。
So let me just tell you, if that's because you love God with this path, you are not able to move on.
所以结论是什么呢？
Then what is the conclusion?
一个没有爱的人。
So a person without love,
一个没有爱主生命的人，
a person without the love, the life to love the Lord,
一个没有在弟兄姐妹之间彼此相爱的这样的人，
a person who does not love one another in brothers, among brothers and sisters,
他是不可能遵行主命的。
That is impossible for him.
主的命令一来，他就感到很委屈啊，很重啊，很憋屈啊，这样子嘛。
When God's command comes, and he just feels like it's being just mistreated.
让你不可停止聚会，哎呀，就是一个月来一次好了。
So we just tell you, do not stop gathering, and you may just think, oh, I just come only once a month.
当你遵循十一奉献的这个真理，哎呀，我家里还要需要钱，不奉献了，对不对？
So when the Bible just said we need to do the tithing, and you say, oh no, my family needs the money.
教会从来不会勉强弟兄姐妹有任何的金钱、时间上服事的奉献。从来不做这个事情。
So the church, our church, we just never just force brothers and sisters. You just have to do the tithing or just spend the time to serve.
因为这是一个神人之间彼此相爱的关系。牧师从来不说这个话。
Because it's a loving relationship between this among us that with the Lord.
其次是对主用心呐。
Second, be attentive to the Lord.
要当然遵行主命，不能因为律法的规条，乃是要。对主用心，对不对？
Of course, to obey the Lord's command just cannot be based on the rules of the law.
一个人行事为人有没有用心或者有没有走心，是显而易见看得出来的。
It is obvious whether a person's behavior is intentional or not.
但是走心不等于走灵啊。
However, being absent-minded is not the same as just being absent of the Spirit.
神对我们的期望是用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
God's expectation to us is to worship Him with our heart and honesty.
而不是用自己的情感以及道德来绑架自己，绑架教会，绑架他人，对不对？
And just rather just using our own emotions, moral kidnapping.
也不能用伦理的规条来替代源于神爱的动机啊。
Also, not just with the ethical rules to replace motives derived from God's love.
但有一点像我们跟儿女的关系，对吧？
It's very similar, just like our relation with our children.
小孩子不听话，就很想打一打他呀。
When kids do not listen, we just want feel like want to just discipline them.
做父母的比较容易说我是为他好啊。
For the parents, we like to say, well, it's for the good of the kids.
我因为为他好，所以可以去管教他呀。
Just because for his good, and so I want to discipline him.
但是你知道吗？人的爱靠不住的。
But you need to remember this: the human love is unreliable.
圣经的确说，父母可以用杖去管教他的儿女，可以打的。
The Bible does say, as a parent, we can just use this the rod to.
但是这个前提，不是人的爱，是神的爱啊。
But the premise is, it is from God's love, not from human love.
人是没有权柄杖打儿女的，知道吗？
So with the human, and we just do not have the right just to just use the rod to discipline our children.
人只有在一种情况下去用杖去管教儿女。
There's only one situation we can discipline our kids.
就是因为上帝的爱在你心里边丰丰满满、充充足足，以致福杯满溢了，你可以打。
That is when God's love is just full of that, and then we can discipline the kids.
那怎么知道这是神的爱，不是你的爱呢？
How do we know it's from God's love, not from human love?
就是当你去打孩子的时候，你是没有情绪的。
That is.When you just spank your kids and you don't have emotion,
你是充满了爱的。
You're full of love.
大家可能记得牧师管教儿子的那个经历，都故事讲了很多遍了，对吧
？So maybe you remember the story that the pastor shared with you about how I disciplined my son.
儿子在很小的时候，记得应该是在法国巴黎的时候吧，他可能犯了什么错，我也忘了。反正那次就需要打了。
So and when we live in Paris, and one time, and he, my son made a mistake, and he, I spent, needs to be spanked.
然后我说三天以后再打，今天不打。
And I said.Let's wait 3 days later. I don't spank you today.
儿子问我，哎，为什么不打呀？
My son asked me, so why not today?
我说爸爸怕自己心里边有情绪，使得我这个打不是上帝爱的管教，乃是我在发泄我的 情绪和私欲而已了。
I told my son, maybe if I do it today, I may just go by my emotion.
三天以后呢
？Three days later.
我趁着师母跟姐姐到外面去买东西去了。
So when my wife and my daughter they went out to go to grocery.
所以我就把儿子叫到我的房间去了。
So I told my son to the room.
我说三天过去了。
And I said three days has passed.
今天可能是管教你打你屁股的时候啊。
Maybe today is the time for me to discipline you.
你把裤子脱了吧。
So just took off your pants.
爸爸给你准备了一条，已经用水湿过的热的毛巾，你可以咬在嘴巴上，可能会很疼哦。
So I just prepared this the towel, it's a wet towel that you can just bite it.
儿子问我一定要打吗
？My son asked me, so do you really need to spank me?
我跟儿子说，真的要打。
And I said yes.
我说做好准备了，男子汉不要怕。
I said just get ready, just don't be afraid.
裤子脱了，白白的两个屁股肉蛋子就挂着。床边了。
So he took off the pants and showed his butt.
我说今天打会用这条铁的尺子来打哦。
And I said today I spank you. I use this steel ruler to just spank you.
请你咬紧牙关哦。
So just be patient.
两个手的抓住被子，抓住床边，咬紧毛巾，做好准备要挨打了。
So his both hands just hold the bar tightly and just get ready.
我也把衣服脱了，就穿个短裤。大家两父子嘛，穿个短裤，他脱了裤子，我穿个裤子，准备要打了。
So I also wear the shorts and I'm just get ready to just spank him.
我再问他一次，你准备好了吗
？When I ask him one more time, so are you ready?
他说我准备好了。
He said yes, I am.
我拿了个尺子，啪的一下打过去。
So I used the ruler, steel ruler, just the spank once.
儿子听到声音的回头看一看。
My son heard the sound. He just turned around, look, take a look.
他发现我这个尺子没打到他，打我自己的大腿上，啪打到大腿上。
He saw that I actually spank on my own thigh, not his.
那一道红红的印子就留下来了。
And there's a red mark just left on my thigh.
儿子问爸爸：“你为什么不打我，打你自己啊
？”My son answered, "Why just don't just spank on me, but on you?"
我说：“因为子不教，父之过，是爸爸的错误。
”And I said, "Well, because my son was not taught well, it's my mistake."
我叫你担当，叫你负责任，我要做榜样，
so,
我先打我自己。
I asked to just bear responsibility. I need to bear responsibility first.
我说：“第二下是不是该打你了
？”And then the second the strike, I said, so is that your turn?
他重新转过头去，咬紧毛巾，两手紧紧地抓住床上的被子和床单。
So he just turned back and just hold on to this the bed.
我说你准备好了没有呢
？I asked him, are you ready?
我啪的又一下。
So once again, I just striked.
他又转过身来看看。
He turned around, look at me again.
我说第二下呢？
I said the second one.
爸爸还选择打在自己原来的样子，
so,
原来自己的地方。
The second one, I still choose to spank myself on the same spot.
因为爸爸爱你。
Because I love you.
爸爸愿意担当你。
So as a dad, I just want to just bear this for you.
你犯的罪孽，就打在爸爸的身上吧。
And so just let your sin just spank on me.
No reason, 没有任何原因，就是因为爸爸爱你。
And there's no other reason, just because father loves you.
好，最后一下，第三下，你觉得该不该打你屁股上呢
？Now, the third one, do you think it should be just fall on you?
儿子开始眼泪有一些小泪光了，有些小眼泪，点点头说愿意。
And then my son just has some little tears.
重新转过头去，抓着被子，抓着床单，含着毛巾。
He turned his head back and just get ready for everything.
我啪的一下又打回原来的地方。
So once again, I just hit on the same spot on myself.
大腿内的红印已经开始有点破，也开始流血出来了。
So the red mark also has the bleed to come out.
儿子回头就抱着我的脚。
So my son just hold just my legs.
他的爸爸，我错了。
He said, Daddy,
我永远不犯这个错误了。
I would never make the same mistake.
我也是个小男子汉呢。
And also, I'm just like a little young man.
我怎么允许让人打我的父亲呢？
How can I let people just hit my father?
哪怕包括我的父亲，也不可以打我的父亲。
Even though including my father, you do not just hit yourself.
他说：“爸爸，我再也不犯这个错了。”
Daddy, I don't want to make the same mistake again.
我知道你的爱，知道上帝的爱。
I know about your love and God's love.
我说：“你知道吗
？”And I told him, "Do you know?"
第三下不是因为你，不是因为我，乃是我们的主啊。
My third strike is not because you or me, it's because of our Lord.
主在。担当我们的罪孽，他为我们舍命的是在十字架上。
Our Lord just bear our sins, and He just died on the cross.
你的父亲只是做了一件小小的事情，效法主而已了。
Your dad just did a little thing to just follow God.
两父子就相拥而泣。
So I just embraced my son. We just cried together.
儿子说：“爸爸，以后我再也不错，再也不犯这个错了。
My son said, "Daddy, in the future, I will not just make the same mistake."
”我就说：“儿子，请你原谅我，今天爸爸打了你。
And I said, "Son, forgive me. Today, I spanked you."
”儿子跟他的同学讲：“
My
以
son
后
told his friends.
稍长大一点，我听他的同学告我。
When he gets older, he told his
”他
friends.
说：“我爸爸好坏啊。
He said, "My daddy is just so
”
bad.
他不打我的身体，他打我的心呐。
He did not just spank my body, but he just spanked my heart."
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and
我
sisters,
们管教儿女的时候，不在皮肉，乃在心，对不对？
when we discipline our children, it's not on their physical body, but in their heart.
学习对我们的儿女的心去说话吧。
Learn to talk to our kids into their heart.
心领受了，就是受用终生；耳朵听进去了，那边就出去了。
When they receive it in their heart and they will remember.
人的爱是靠不住的，弟兄姐妹。
Humans' love is unreliable, brothers and sisters.
人的爱是不长久的。
And also, it doesn't last long.
人的爱是会变色的，你同意吗？
So the human's love will just change the color. Do you believe that?
我们只能是对主用心呐。
We can only just face God with our heart.
好，最后是忍耐遵行啊。
Finally, be patient and follow.
忍耐我们知道是圣灵的果子了。
We know patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
常常被圣经单独拿出来教导我们，对不对？
And it's often used by the Bible alone to teach us.
神之所以要我们忍耐，说明遵行主道不容易啊。
God wants us to be patient, and that's showing that it is not easy to follow the way of the Lord.
所以保罗在今天的经文就劝勉我们呢，说愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神并学基督的忍耐啊。
So Paul exhorts us, may the Lord direct your hearts.Into God's love and Christ's perseverance.
我特别要指出一件事情。
I want to point out this.
我们能够对主用心呢
？We can devote ourselves to the Lord.
也是主的引导啊。
It is also the guide of the Lord.
而不是人的情感，知道吧
？It's not just by the human's affection.
我们得以遵行主道呢
？We're able to follow God's truth.
要也是因为圣灵叫我们去爱神呢、啊。
So it's also because the Holy Spirit tells us to love God.
我们遵行主道，遇见困难的时候呢
？When we encounter difficulties in following God's truth,
难道不是圣灵在教导我们如何学习基督在十字架上的忍耐吗
？Isn't that it's the Holy Spirit just teaches us to learn the patience of Christ on the cross?
好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如何能教主的道理快快行开呢
？How can we spread the message of the Lord quickly?
请留意啊。
Just pay attention.
是行开而不是传开。
It is to live out, not just on to speak.
不是单单的去嘴巴传开，那是生命的行开啊。
Not just to spread with your, just to say with your mouth. You need to live out of it.
要福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
The gospel is the power of God to save everyone who believes.
如果你仅仅是靠着你的名气啊。
If you just go by your fame,
你也靠着你长了把好嘴儿啊
，or maybe you have a good skill in talking,
能说会道啊
，and you speak well,
但是你生命却不祷告
，but your life you just don't pray.
你所传的还真就成了一个宣传了。
Then what you preach and just become it's really a propaganda.
你一旦遇见逆境呢，你就不再赞美感恩啦。
When you encounter adversity, you just no longer praise and be thankful.
那么你和那些没信的外邦人有什么区别呢
？In this case, what is the difference between you and the Unbelief Gentile.
人信你也说你自己信。
People believe in God and use it. You also believe in God.
但是你对主却充满了苦毒怨恨。
But you are just full of a bitter resentment.
上帝对你如此的厚爱，厚厚的恩典。
With God's abundant love to you.
你对神却是没心没肺的。
But you are just heartless toward the Lord.
你自己问问自己，你是不是在信耶稣呢
？Ask yourself, are you believing God?
求神帮助我们吧。
May God help us.
要知道今天讲到的主题是什么呢
？Just remember what is the title of today's message.
就是传道、传福音是从行道开始的。
That is to share the gospel. Just start from living out the truth.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢主你的荣耀和大能啊。
Thank you for your glory and power.
感谢主你的慈爱和恩典啊。
Thank you for your love and grace.
感谢主你的公义与圣洁。
Thank you for your righteousness and holiness.
在我们还做罪人的时候，你就借着耶稣基督的舍命将我们挽回。
While we're still sinners, you already just restore us with Jesus Christ.
主啊，求你帮助我们，无论落在怎样的光景，都不要撇弃我们呐。
Lord, please help us. No matter what kind of situation we are, do not give up on us.
因为离开了你，我们什么都不是了。
Because apart from you, we're nothing.
在你那有永生之道，我们舍你其谁呢？
In you, and there's this eternal truth, and who else should we follow?
主啊，我们要你，我们爱你，要永远的跟随你啊。
Lord, we love you. Want to follow you all this forever.
我们愿意听从你的呼召，听从你的感动，叫主的道理快快行开。
We need to just follow your calling and just share the gospel quickly.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。